Good morning.
Hi, Kimberly. Good morning. How are you?
All right, you?
I'm good. Thank you. I wanted to know, did the service coordinator ever come out in the end?
Yeah, she did.
She did?
Yes.
When did she come?
She came Friday when she's supposed to come.
She came on Friday? I thought she wasn't able to come that time. I see here.
No, because when me, you, and her, the UPMC was on the phone. Y'all trying to tell me not to get her. No, she came out. I told her, that's my job to tell somebody not to come. That's not your job. If I want to steal her for her to come, she's going to come. She's not going to listen to y'all. It's my decision, not yours. So she came, yes.
Oh, we wanted her to come. Kimberly,
I know.
We're here to help you.
Okay, well, listen to this. All right, well, listen to this. All right, you're on my team. Well, when do we start clocking niggas? They can start getting the money, so they can start getting their money.
So here's the thing. The service coordinator has to discuss hours with you, which is what she did, and we're waiting for the authorization from her, and as soon as we get the authorization, then we can start paying your caregiver.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
No,
we're
listen
trying to help you here. We're the ones going to pay your caregiver, but you have to go through
this process of enrolling you and getting your caregiver on board with us, and then we can pay him or her.
Okay, listen to this. What is the app that they have to download so they can clock in and out? Because ain't nobody giving me none of that. I need to know that.
So, yes, Monica tried calling David a couple of times. She couldn't get through.
To who?
To David, your caregiver?
Yes, my nephew.
Okay, yes. So, Monica did try to reach him. And she even said she spoke with you on Friday, and she was asking for another number. But she didn't speak with him yet. So, the only way they can discuss clocking in and out is if they get in touch with David. Monica's the one who takes care of the clock ins and outs. I just helped you get enrolled through the process. I'm in touch with your service coordinator. You did start in the middle of the process, so we didn't get to discuss so much about it, but I am waiting for the authorization, and I'm trying to help you here. I'm going to get in touch with your service coordinator now. Right when we hang up and ask her when she thinks we'll be able to get it, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you a question? What's the name of the app what is the name of the app that my nephew have to download to him to clock in and out?
I'm honestly not exactly sure. I don't know if it's an app, it might just be a website, but Monica's gonna speak with him about it, okay?
Or do we have to pick up the phone and call
him? Is David there now? Are you with David now?
Am I with David now?
Yes.
It only depends if he's on the clock now. If he's going to get paid for this day now. Because if he's not getting paid for this day, ain't no use in me telling you if he's here or not. Because I need to know.
He will only be paid once you get the authorization.
Okay, but when we get the authorization, listen to this. Listen, once we get the authorization, then that's when my nephew be on the clock. That's when he'll be on the clock. When they start doing everything where I don't have to worry about nothing and David don't have to worry about nothing, then that's when David start clocking in and out. Don't ask me if David here with me. No, I'm here with me, myself, and I, and all the clients that live here with me.
Okay, so how should we get in touch with David to discuss
Let me get in contact with my nephew. I'll call you back.
Okay, but David has to speak with Monica, not with me.
Okay, well, who is Monica?
Monica's the one who takes care of the clocking in and out. Just a second, I'm going to get her number.
Yeah, because can you text me Monica's number? Because listen to this. I know it has to do with David, but listen. My nephew works for me, so every detail that you have to deal with David, running through me first. Don't run it straight to David, because my nephew works for me. I do the hiring. And I keep telling you, y'all work for me. Family First Care works for me. I don't work for y'all. So whatever decision I make, run it past me first, because I will drop y'all for Family First Care like an agency. Okay? So don't do this. Run any and everything past me first, because I am the money. And I need for y'all to understand that. Don't cross me, because I will drop your agency and find me somebody else. No, hear what I'm saying. No. Excuse me. Don't cut me off. I'm making myself clear. Listen, I'm not cussing and I'm not fussing. I'm just a loud talking person, and I want you to hear me very clearly. Do not make no decisions without me. Do not call David. Do not call whoever else. Call me first, because I am the patient. It got to come through me first. Any decisions that y'all make, pick up the phone and call me or leave me a message. If you don't,
any decisions.
Okay.
With your caregiver,
I understand that.
So that we can have him clock in and out. That's who is the one doing the clock in and out and doing the work for
you.
That's why I say let me
do the call of my nephew. And if I can't get a hold of him, then I have to put my foot down and let him know I will find somebody else, because I'm not trying to hear this. Every time I call you, you need to answer. So let me call you back and get a hold of my nephew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay, you take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.